You know, again, we think about what we're going through. We as a nation, we as a people, doesn't matter if you're black or white or whatever, we know, we can see we're living in trying times. Oh, yes. You don't even have to be a Bible scholar to know what in the world is going on. Where do we look for help and for hope? And when we think you had things settled, things have just been sort of like the rug has been pulled from under you. And we cannot put our trust in man. We dare not put it in the government. We dare not put it in our jobs because, my God, our jobs and, yes, we need work. We need our jobs. We need the income. But we have to understand it is a resource. But our hope is in Christ, who is our source. Our source for help, our source for deliverance, our source of hope. And that leads us right to the scripture that it is a very familiar passage of scriptures. And that is Psalms 27, the Song of David. David knew how to pray out to the Lord. And just like that, scripture that I just read, talking about the righteous cry out. My Lord, David knew how to cry out to the Lord. He knew how to just tell Lord, you know, and sometimes he would say in so many words, where are you? How long is it going to be before you answer me? But let me tell you, when we call on the Lord, God will answer prayer. Oh, yes, he will. So, it's Psalms 27. I'm going to read this entire chapter. And it just, I heard it this morning when I was on my 6 o'clock call, prayer call this morning. And it was just blessed. It just really spoke to me. I said, God, yeah, I need to talk about this tonight. We need to hear the word of God. See, it's not what I say, but it's what is the word saying? What is God saying? And there is an answer to whatever it is that we have a problem. It's in the word of God. So I'm going to read this. Psalms 27. And it reads, the Lord is my light. Not going to be, but he is my light. He is the light of the world. He is in him. We have that light. For he said his word is a lamp unto my feet and it is a light unto my pathway. Hallelujah. So the Lord is our light. It's personal. And then he's also my salvation. David says, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We don't have to be afraid of what we hear. It's, this is going to happen and that is going to happen. And now we'll no longer have this. Whatever it is, we don't have to fear. Why? Because God is our light. He is our direction. He said, acknowledge me in all your ways. He said, I will direct your path. Hallelujah. He will order our steps. And then he tells us that perfect love casts out all fear. As we have a closer relationship with the Lord, we find that God, he doesn't give us the spirit of fear, but that of power and love and of a sound mind. Amen, somebody. Verse 2 says, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Hallelujah. When you don't have to worry about fighting the enemy. The Lord fights our battle. The battle is the Lord's. Verse 3 says, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. I'm still not going to be afraid. And though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. I'm kind of sure. I'm sure God is he has my back. I'm sure he's my light. I am sure he is my salvation. Salvation is for the whole man, mind, soul, and body. The whole man. I am confident, he said. And I know even though a host of enemies should rise against me, I'm not going to be afraid because I know that he hears me. I know he is my hope. And verse 4 says, but one thing Have I desired of the Lord? In other words, David says, one thing I'm asking you, Lord, that I'm going to be seeking after that. I'm going to be praying and believing for that. He said, I'll seek after that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. He says, all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. And even now, while we're in this holding pattern, we're in a waiting pattern, we're in a dressing up time. See, maybe don't know, but we are the bride of Christ. And we're the church. The church is the bride. So, you know, a bride in the natural, we spend months, sometimes some people years of getting prepared, getting ready to meet the groom. Oh my God. So how much more you and I know that he is coming back for a church, for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Hallelujah. That he's coming back for those who have faith in the earth. He's coming back for those who are watching and expecting his appearing. I'm not going to let this go. I'm looking to be in his presence. And, you know, it reminds me, another part of Scripture says that blessed are those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 5 says, for in the time of trouble, my God, aren't we living in the time troubled times right now? Oh, yes, we are. Right now, in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the time of trouble, we can trust him. The Bible says he's a very present help. In the time of trouble, he's our refuge. He is our strong tower. He says, with my righteous right hand, he promised that he would hold us up. Amen, somebody. I don't know about you, but I'm encouraged with this word tonight. Glory to God. And listen, verse 6 says, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. Oh, yes. He's my enemy. They're all round about me. But my head's going to be lifted up. He says, therefore, I'll offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Yes, I will sing. David said, yes, I will sing. Praises unto whom? I will sing praises unto the Lord. That's why when we come in the service, even if you're not even in your home, before you even get into the church, when you wake up in the morning, and when you know that you're yet in the land of the living, and that you still have your right mind, that the angels have done their job, they have watched over us and kept us safe without any hurt, harm, or danger. Listen, that is the time to give God praise, even before your feet hit the floor. Lord, I just want to thank you. God, I just want to thank you how you've taken care of me, how you spared me. Because listen, the Bible says this as well. While you and I are sleeping, the enemy is staying up late at night and new tactics, different things, new schemes. Doesn't make any difference because, see, we're dwelling in that secret place, in that secret part of his tabernacle. He will hide us. The enemy can't get to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? What a mighty God we serve. And it says, look, I'm going to sing. You will lift my head up high above my enemies. Verse 7 says, hear, O Lord, hear me when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me. And he says, answer me. Isn't it amazing? Even as that scripture I read, these scriptures have been on this sheet of paper for maybe a month. But it said, the righteous cry out. Are you the righteous? Yes, we are the righteous. He said, and the Lord hears them. Verse 7 says, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. We know that word says, yes, he answers. Verse 8 says, when thou saidest, seek ye my face, My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. That's showing obedience. He heard the Spirit of the Lord saying, said, seek my face. And we will hear that in our spirit. You'll hear when the Lord is speaking. He says, come aside, my daughter. Come aside, my son. Come aside and pray. Step aside. Turn the TV off sometime. Maybe put your phone on silence. And when you can just call up heaven. And because we're going to need him. We're going to need him now more than anything. Hallelujah. So in other words, when you already have established that kind of a fellowship with the Lord, and even at a moment's time, you don't have to dial it up and hope that you get into heaven, get a prayer there. No, you already have stepped into the presence of the Lord. Because, see, we're walking the Spirit. We're walking in the light. David said at the beginning, Lord, you're my light, and you are my salvation. And when you know that for assurance, you know that you got a live line, a straight line, a direct line into him. Listen, the Lord says we could be so close to him. He says, listen, while you are yet calling me, he says, I'll send the answer. Isn't that awesome? What a place to be in God. While you're yet calling. Because, see, he already knows our thoughts before we even think the thoughts. He already knows what we have need of. All we have to do is seek he first his kingdom and his righteousness. He says all these things that we have need of. Do we need a job? Yes, we do. We need food on the table. Yes, we do. We need to have the provision to be able to go out there and buy groceries, buy eggs, by whatever it is that we need. I'm telling you, I believe it. As sure as I am talking to you tonight, no matter what, I believe God. The word is doesn't lie. He said that he will supply all, not some, but all of our needs, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. So when he said, seek ye my face, Do we come aside? God, I just want to get in your presence. There are times when sometimes you might not feel like praying all the time. You're not going to feel like talking all the time. But sometimes you just need to get in his presence. Just be quiet sometimes. Just sit in there, meditate, and just begin to think how good God is. Hallelujah. We never get all of the praises out because, see, every breath that we take, it comes from him. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you even for the moment before I thank you. So the praises are constantly going on. Glory to God. In verse 9, he says, hide not thy face far from me. He said, put not thy servant away in anger. Yeah, David did a lot of things, but he was quick to repent. He says, thou have you been my help. How many times has God been your help? Think about it. Think about it right now. How many times? He said, whew, I just escaped that. Oh, my God, this could have happened, but it didn't. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Why? Because he ordered your steps. He says, thou have been my help. And leave me not, neither don't forsake me, O God of my salvation. And he says, listen, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Verse 11 says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Because of my enemies, God, lead me in the direction. That's why he tells us, acknowledge him in all our ways. He will direct our path. In the Bible, another part of the scripture says, when you find the path, when you find the right way, when you get on that straight and narrow way, it says, stay there. Stay there and seek God and let God lead and direct you. Show me that path. Show me the direction for my life. Yes, God has a plan. He says, I know the plan I have for you. I know the direction I have for you. And I know the trajectory of your life, that God has a special place for each and every one of us. Do you believe it? Oh, yes, I do. He has already planned it out. And all we have to do is seek him, obey him, walk in obedience as unto him. We are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He made a way for us. Verse 12 says, deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Verse 13 says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And I want to read that verse 13 and verse 14 in the Amplified. The Amplified reads like this. He says, what would have become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? He says, what would have happened to me? I don't know what would have happened to me. But I believe that God was going to deliver me. Same way I believe. You and I pray. We don't know what would have happened to us, but we believe. The Bible says when we come to him, you know, we must believe that he is. That he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And then verse 13 in Amplified says, wait and hope for an escape and expect the Lord. Be brave and good of courage. Be brave. Be of good courage. He says, wait and hope and expect. That's what we do. When we pray, if we get through praying today, wait and hope and expect to see, because he hears us when we pray and he answers. And he says, be of good courage while you're waiting, while you're expecting, while you're hoping. And says, let your heart be stout. Let it be fat in praises while you're waiting, praising him, knowing that it's already done. Enduring. He give us the strength to endure even hardships like a good soldier. Oh, amen, someone. He says, yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Amen. That's just blessed. Amen. So I trust that you've been blessed. I know I've been blessed through that word. You can read it again, read it over and over again for yourself, knowing that the Lord is my light. Mm-hmm. And he is my salvation. Who should I fear? Do I need to fear Donald Trump? Do I need to fear Elon Musk? Do I need to fear what? We don't need to fear any of that. Walk in him. Walk in the light. And as he's in the light, the Bible promised us we would have fellowship one with the other. Amen. We need to look to the hills for which cometh our help. Every bit of our help, every bit, it comes from the Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. All right, tonight, we're going to get ready to pray. And I want you to just believe God. I don't know if it's anybody else in the room with you or whatever. Touch and agree. Let's believe God. Hallelujah. And we make our request to him. And he promised to hear. And he says he'll answer prayer. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praises be to your name. Glory be to your name. God, honor be to your holy name. Your name is the name that's above all names. We know that there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So all of you that are on this line tonight, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. And God, while we're praying, God, we ask that you forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. I know you won't lead us into temptation. You deliver us from evil, because thine is the kingdom, you the power, you the glory forever and ever. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. Hallelujah. And you called us. You caused us to rejoice. You've caused us, God, to be glorify your name. You caused us to yet be in the land of the living. God, we thank you, Lord. You allowed us to go through this day and accomplish the things that we set out to do. We thank you, Lord, for the angels of the Lord that constantly encamping around about us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, but God, because you caused us to rejoice. You make us glad, hallelujah, in the midst of trouble. Hallelujah, you are a bridge over Our waters, God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. You turn our midnight experiences into joy. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord. You've given us, God, beauty for ashes. God, you've given us, God, a joy for mourning. For you are the joy of our salvation. Oh, yes, you are. We thank you, Lord, for being our sustaining light and salvation in this dark world. God, God, you said in your word to be anxious for nothing. That means you said don't worry about anything, God, but in everything through prayer and supplication and thanksgiving that we can let our requests be made known unto you. And Lord God, we're sending up requests. We're sending up the prayers of the righteous tonight, God. We bless you for all those names that we called on that list, God. And there are so many more that we didn't call. Everyone that's on this line, remember them tonight, God. Remember their homes. Remember their families. Remember their household. Remember their requests tonight, God. For that, God, we give your name praise. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord, because you promise to be that present help. You promise to be our refuge, and you are our strength. Your present help in the time of trouble. We thank you for being our salvation. You are our light. So we glorify you, Lord. We're looking unto you, Lord and Master, where all our help comes from. We thank you, Lord, that you don't slumber and you don't sleep, God, for you hear our requests. You hear us, God, even as we are calling them now. We praise you. We say thank you, Lord. We bless you for who you are, God, and for whom we are. We thank you, Lord, for having us to be engrafted into your holy family. You called us a peculiar people, a called out nation. You set us aside for yourself, for your glory, for your praise and honor. For that we give you praise, God. We thank you, Lord, for being our peace in the midst of a chaotic world, God. We thank you for your peace, God, that you have given to us, Lord. We thank you, God, it's not like the world gives. You give us that everlasting peace, that peace, oh God, that overshadows us. It gives us that peace, God, that keeps our heart and mind through Christ Jesus. For that we praise you, God. We thank you. We feel your presence. We feel your presence right now. God, we bless you, Lord. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. We stop to say thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We stop to humble ourselves under your mighty hand, Lord. Have your way, God. Look at me right now, God. Look at us, God. You say you pity those that fear you. You remember, God, that we're yet just grass, but you have mercy. We thank you for having mercy on us, for your mercies are brand new each and every single morning. Oh, God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, proud men are brought down low. You said in your word to fret not ourselves because of evildoers. Neither we don't have to be envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down and wither as the green herb, God. But we pray, God, you told us to pray for our enemy. Lord, just let there be a revival like nobody else knows revival, even in the White House, God. Even God, all that has been in that is trying to erupt today in the world, sin revival. No one can do it but you. But God, you told us if we pray, those that are called by your name, we will humble ourselves. We will seek you, and we will turn from our wicked ways, that you would hear from heaven and you would heal the land. So God, our land needs healing. Lord, send deliverance. Send help. Send deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord. We call on you because you're our rock. You're our strong tower. You are a fortress. You are refuge and strength. Oh, God, we continuously are looking to you. You the author and finisher of our faith. So, we acknowledge you. God, we thank you, Lord, that we can come boldly before the throne. Hallelujah, that we might find the mercy. We may find grace in the time of our need, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, help us as we're on this line praying to fully surrender our will to you. We fully to surrender you, Father, not our will, but your will be done. Oh, my God. Lord, oh, Lord. Lord, in the matchless name of Jesus, revive us again. We need a fresh anointing. We need to be saturated from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, saturated in your word, saturated in your love, saturated, God, in your Holy Spirit, God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, move mightily in our lives. Move, God, and we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord, that you are setting free those that need to be set free, those that need to be delivered. Oh, God, have your way, God. God, we know that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against the principalities and strongholds and demonic forces in high places. Oh, the Most High God, we abide right here under your shadow. We walk in faith, knowing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that we are called according to your will. We are called according to your name. We thank you, Lord. Heal sick bodies right now. Oh, God, deliver those that are struggling with bad habits. They're struggling with addictions. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, loose those that are bound by the powers of darkness and set them free in the name of Jesus. And, God, we believe you, and we will give your name praise. We'll give your name glory. Honor belongs to you. Hallelujah. Honor belongs to you, God. We thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. All of you on this line, begin to give God the praise. If you believe in that prayer, if you believe that God is able, you believe God has heard you, give God the best praise that you have. Give him the praise that he deserves, Lord. God, let your will be done. We thank you right now for this opportunity to pray. We thank you, Lord, because you are good. You alone deserve the praises, and abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. So we praise you, and we give your name praise, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for freedom. We thank you, Lord, that we can go to bed tonight and we can rest in peace. We thank you right now for being our light and our salvation, a present help in the time of trouble. We thank you that we don't have to be afraid of anything, that all we need to do is lift your name up higher and worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen. And we thank you for the answer, and we glorify your name. And we ask all of these blessings, all of these requests, we ask them in the matchless name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. And it is so, and it is so. Amen. Someone said an amen, and amen, and it is so. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, all ye people. Lift up your voices. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye ever lifted up, your everlasting door. Why? Because the King of glory shall come in. Amen. I've had a great time praising God. I've had a great time tonight reading his word. I've had a wonderful, fantastic time in just hearing the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the time has gone, and we praise God for you. Thank you for being on this Dream Team prayer line. Keep looking up. Jesus is soon to come. Keep being encouraged. Love on somebody. Show love to someone. Give someone love. Hallelujah. God is pleased with you. God bless you. I love you. Until we meet again, be blessed. Have a wonderful night. Good night. God bless you.